You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has dedicated his message for Sunday's World Day of Migrants and Refugees to the protection of vulnerable child migrants. Cardinal Peter Turkson, prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, spoke to Vatican Radio Stefano Leszczynski about the Pope's message. He said the need for a home is found in the first pages of the Bible, but that migration upsets that need.
To begin with, I think the final scope of the divine act of creation already in the book of Genesis was that God did not just create a human person and then leave him. He created a garden. There was a place where God put humanity created, a home, if you want. Therefore, there is the need for a habitat, a place of stay for every human person. The habitat who provides all the different elements and ingredients for the development of the person's sense of dignity and everything. Migration challenges that and makes that the realization of that very difficult. And this is the case when the migrants are adults and all of that. Still worse when these are minors. When these are minors, their migration implies that the family structure is broken down where they originate from, and they leave without all the traditional senses of security, defense, safeguard, and all of that. So the phenomenon of minors migrating helps us to recognize how our own social fabric is breaking down, is under pressure, so that the traditional cradle of formation of children is disappearing, so the family system. And then, having children without, exposed to all kinds of vulnerabilities as they travel. Therefore, if our world has come together to recognize the rights of children, then the phenomenon of children migrants or baby migrants and all of that is the greatest challenge that we've ever faced against this law that invites us to protect minors and children.
Reasons of these huge migrant flows that we see today are wars, poverty, climate changes. Do you see any responsibility in the richest countries of the world in creating this situation?
Certainly. I mean, traditionally, the discourse about climate change as a cause, a factor in the migration of people from their place, because, it's said that serial migration was created by, a certain amount of dryness and lack of water supply. So climate change plays a role. Now, whether, however, it is time to apportion blame, that rich countries, whatever, sure, everybody knows that the Industrial Revolution was the beginning point of this. At that time was the discovery of the burning of coal as the chief source of energy. And coal did all its thing of polluting the environment. But at the same time, from the development of Western countries, the poor countries also benefited. I mean, technological industrial growth is not limited to a place. Its fruit and result go to other places. Therefore, apportioning blame only to rich countries and demanding or requiring of them the measures to repair all of this may not be quite exact or just. I think right now, with the experience of climate change and its pressures on us, we need simply to come together and recognize that climate is a global common. Global common, not because we experience it together, but because we also assume responsibility for it together. So let's work on assuming responsibility for the global common together, and then we see how individually we can come together to contribute from our might and our powers to make this possible. So my advice, let us not start apportioning blame. Let us start exercising our responsibility for a global common good, and then later on see how we can, muster our different resources to make this happen.
Cardinal Turkson, this year, 2017, is also the first year of activity of your dicastery. What are the hopes for this year and for the new beginning of this dicastery?
I hope very many. Like anything starting, we have a lot of hope. Now, because a lot of hope which we want to capture by a very solemn celebration with which we want to begin work. As everybody knows, the document establishing this office gave us up to December 31st. And we should, from the 1st of January, we should already be up and running. I went to the Holy Father and asked for a small bit of extension, to give us till Easter. So we are in a transitional phase. And that has a lot of implications that I probably do not have time to expose in this section. But what we're planning to do is to recognize that the name of this dicastery, Integral Human Development, was first thrown into church language by Paul VI and his encyclical Populorum Progressio. Okay, there Paul started with this, and from that encyclical to the present, experience is about 50 years. So we're planning an event of from Populorum Progressio to Humanum Progressionem. We have 50 years. Now, from Populorum Progressio and the call for integral human development, the church developed several responses. Attention for healthcare, attention for humanitarian needs, attention for human rights issues, dignity of human person, and attention basically also for refugee, status, Roms and all of these. All of these were pursued in different ways. Now, probably 50 years after that, the establishment of this dicastery invites us to bring all of that together. And the creation of a focal point, the merger of all of these different efforts of the church now, becomes a big sign of hope. Sign of hope of recognizing that the subject being the same, the human person, its direction of our efforts towards a focal point is probably the first thing that is to be desired. And from there on, I'll go on to respond very concretely, probably, hopefully, in a very specialized and emphatic way to these challenges which we face still as a human family.
That was Cardinal Peter Turkson, Prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, speaking to Stefano Leshinsky.